Thoughts on the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 6. Don't tamper with the word. Here's the proverb. Here's the word. Do not add to his words. From verse 5, that's clearly the word of God. Do not add to God's words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Proverbs 30 verse 6. Now, how subtle is this risk? We all do it, you know. Well, we know the cults do it. A Christian Scientist, you know. Well, yes, we have the Bible and the works of Mary Eddy, Baker Eddy. The Mormons, of course, yes, we have the Bible, but we have the Book of Mormon with it. The Jehovah's Witnesses, well, we have the Bible, of course we do, but we also use the Watchtower. The Seventh-day Adventists, too, have their magazines and so on. And they're more than magazines. These are the fountains of truth. We all do it, adding to the word. But it comes home much closer than that. Luther did it. I can understand why he did it, but he felt he had to add the word alone in Romans 3. We are justified by faith alone. The Reformed do it with the law. They can't see the word law in the Bible without flinging into it one of three words, moral, ceremonial, or judicial. They can't help it. However they read the word law is always moral, ceremonial, or judicial. That's the way they read it. And many people can't read their Bible without the Westminster Confession in their hand or the 1689 Confession in their hand. We all do it, I say. The best of motives very often, but not always, no. The glosses we add to Scripture, the adding, the tampering with the Word of God. And these glosses, you know, become more important than the Scripture itself. And we have to battle about our glosses. How many rows and battles over subscriptural words. Subscriptural, I say, words which we've added. Of course, the Roman Catholics have always believed in the development of doctrine. It's set out most clearly in John Henry Newman's work on the development of truth, development of doctrine. But evangelicals and the Reformed were all guilty of it. We all add and we all abstract. Where do we abstract? Well, you read the Gospels and you read the words of Christ. See how many ways people find round those words. And this is what the proverb said. If we do that, if we add to his words or we take away from his words, surely, then what do we have here? He will rebuke you and prove you a liar. It will make for trouble in the end. It will show us up to be liars. Well, let us put this to you, my brother and sister in Christ. Be aware of it. Try to avoid it. Do not try to get round Scripture. Do not try to explain Scripture away by your glosses. Do not allow any theology or creed or confession or catechism to come between you and the Word of God. It's the Scriptures. That's the rule. The Bereans were commended because they searched the Scriptures, Acts 17:11, and they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so, that they were being taught, even by Paul. Now, Joseph Hart wrote a hymn. I think it's very relevant to it. Say, Christian, wouldst thou thrive in knowledge of thy Lord? Well, then here's his counsel. Against no Scripture ever strive, but tremble at his word. Don't tamper with it, but tremble at it. Revere the sacred page. To injure any part betrays with blind and feeble rage a hard and haughty heart. If aught there dark appear, well, we all have to confess that, bewail thy want of sight. No imperfection can be there, for all God's words are right. The Scriptures and the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, bear one tremendous name. The written, yes, and the incarnate, word, in all things are the same. My friend, value the Word of God, treasure it, but don't tamper with it. Don't tamper with it.